नहीं रूप श्री कृष्ण रूप आदि में से बनाने में अन्य अखिलेन्द्रिय नलम आसान सुख ईंधन दार कांड हो विघट हुआ कांड and the pride of Krishna Roop. Krishna words, so sweet Krishna words are. I cannot see Krishna. I cannot hear Krishna's sweet voice. Or I cannot hear, I am not hearing Krishna in flow, sweet flow. I am not touching Krishna's soft body. What are you doing? Be first ready, then don't. Otherwise, I will not. You are ready. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, in mood of Srimati Radhika, my eyes are intent, my ears are intent, my nose is intent, my tongue is in, my this is this
body or sense, the touch,
spot
to touch,
skin. The skin is in. Because I cannot realize Krishna Rupa Rasa Gandha Sabda Spasa, five things. How can I bear the
weight
of all these bodies? These are like dry woods, and like earth, and like a stone. I want to die at once. All are in vain. All my India, all my body. I don't want to bear
the
heaviness of all things. Here, when he was waiting, a dear Sakhi came and told that, be patient, don't be so
restless, anxious.
There is a flower named Ketaki. Ketaki, you know, blue flower. Blue lotus is called life, not lotus, but Ketaki. It has some scent, but no madhu, no honey. A bhramari,
bee, bamboo bee,
female, climbed and sat on the floor. She saw that there is some fragrance, but no madhu, no honey. So she fly away to another where there was madhu. So she is advising Srimati Radhika that why you don't fly from Krishna flower? If there is no, because he has no prem to you, so this prem to you is not like a honey. So you should at once fly from here. At once you should let drop to do prem with Krishna, as Bhramari has done. This I shot him with that. I should obey you. Because I have done whole jivan,
life,
prem to Krishna. But he is now reciprocal to me. Now you are. He has given me only distress and calamity and all of that. Nothing. So now, by your advice, I am. But at once, if you can,
more restless.
And he told that, oh, submission. I can live Krishna, but not his prem, and not his remembering. No? I cannot live with him. How he is sweetly, his face is so lovely. His Vansapatan is so sweet. He is beautiful than beautiful itself. And he talks very sweetly. He comes so gently and touches. And he do like what I cannot expect. I cannot leave this thing. If I leave this thing, I will at once go. Then he is going to tell all these things. I cannot do. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu living in the cave there,
Gambhir.
Always deep reflection. I'm breathing. This is one drop of
ocean.
Of ocean. What he used to
experience.
It was there. Yes, I can. I will keep it in my head. He was in searching with Hakana. The Radha Bhog heard my Nana.
Mahaprabhu or Godadha Pandit?
He was in the mood of Radhika.
That is fine.
Looking at. He began to see here, and he sang. And he at once touched the top of Gopinath Mukut.
The crown?
Crown. Then he told others that keep the sun out. Very beautiful, very sweet. Now, and he gave him the left side. This is the darkness. You should not live with any. So, there he built a heart and he began to worship. And daily Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come there and to listen to Bhagavad. And to take the lesson of the Gopinath. Because when he used to go to Jagannath, seeing Subhadra and Gopinath,
became somewhat shy.
He did not had so much pleasure, what he should have. In front of Baldev and in front of sister Shiva. She used to be so much shame. So he began, he used to think that I have come to Kurukshetra. So seeing yet some separation there. And he tried to bring Krishna, Jagannath, from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. Did not like to see Krishna there. Because there, Jagannath there, Krishna there, no Bansi, no Veshbhusha. Veshbhusha means dresses, not of Vrindavan. No gopi there. All the associates of Varka, horses and elephants, so all the queens of Varka were there. There was no chance to have Krishna in Gopina. So he felt so much separation. And that is why in Puri, always felt separation and separation.
But when he went to see Gopinath, he felt
ocean. So in Gambhira, like Vrindavan, he felt that, who is that? He is in Kurukshetra. And separation was always there. How to take not Vrindavan there, but in his when Radhika went to Kurukshetra, she did not keep rest with Krishna.
She could not be with Krishna.
He was given separate tambu.
Separate tambu?
Tambu.
And?
Separate
accommodation?
Accommodation in blocks room.
A tent.
Tents.
Yes.
Yeah?
She could not be with him.
Krishna. Because Krishna used to live with all
Yadavas.
The Yadavas and
his
queens. When he comes to his accommodation, he felt like him. Always that separation.
Mahaprabhu felt.
So he sometimes sees she and thinks that it is Kali. And falls
in the ocean.
But there he is. No, there is no Krishna, and he becomes like a kachcha,
hard
kurma,
like a tortoise. All of his limbs go inside,
and sometimes
he becomes very
six
long.
And seven hands. So this
separate
like this. This people. Here also.
Yeah. Every part.
All the joints separated.
Like a ghost. Everyone fears Krishna. And they begin to wait to see Chaitanya. That he is nowhere. But all was due to separation of Krishna. So, to have some release from the whole separation. He used to come to Gopinath and same Gopinath thinks, oh, I come to Gopinath. My Pranath is here. Here subsiding of
this separation.
Here we see one side Radhika, one side Lalita, but both are like Krishna. When he used to see Gopinath, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being in the mood of Radhika, but seeing Krishna, he leaves Radhakar and becomes Krishna.
No? When Mahaprabhu sees Tota Gopinath, he leaves his Radha mood and becomes in the mood of Krishna.
So he becomes black.
And he also becomes black.
Radha also becomes black by seeing his Prabhu and in mood of Radha.
Insane.
And Lalita, the Sadguru Damodar, becomes Lalita. Both, and he takes the float of Krishna and began to
play the flute.
She also becomes, this is the mood of Gopinath Tota. You see that sometimes he is standing and sometimes sitting. Any vigraha
is not
we have not seen sitting, but here sitting. Someone says that the Radha Pandit, when he became old, then he could not give garland to Gopi. But he seems not. Why? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared at the age of 48. The Radha Prabhu was of the same age. So, Gadadhar Pandit left this world soon after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was disappeared. He also disappeared. So, there is no chance to become old. One thing maybe, that at that time, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared, he, by following the order of Chaitanya, he did not left the worship. But at that time he became so lean and thin and always feelings, separation, he could not stand and give. So seeing his such a way, he, Gopinath, sat down for his genius. And with tears he used to give garland. This, or there was a Mamun Bhakta of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was at the time of Gadadhar Pandit Mahaprabhu, he used to serve. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared, Gadadhar Pandit also disappeared, then Mamu was was made by the government of Puri to serve Gopinath. So he became old, about 84. He could not get the garland. So someone told that it may be that Mamu Pandit, when he became old, he used to give garland, but he could not do it. So Gopinath.
These are different opinions. Some people say this is Lalita and Radha, and some people say it is Lalita and Vishakha. It is both are correct, depending on
home,
depending on their mood.
Because the Radha Pandit was there, he was Srimati Radhika. He was watching No? So he was watching. And Swarup Damodar Rai Ramanand were Lalita and Vishakha. When they were exchanging, when they were seeing Krishna, Mahaprabhu, and Krishna became, Mahaprabhu became Krishna, then Lalita and Vishakha, both the satis were sitting in the door. In right hand. But the main person told that Radhika and
general idea. Before coming to Puri, Mahaprabhu knew Swarup Damodar in his early years in Navadvip. They were school friends?
Both.
So they
were penned up Chaitanya. Both means Swarup Damodar and Gadadhar Pandit, Murari Pandit, all there.
They all grew up together.
Jagadananda Pandit.
Yes.
Mukunda, Basu Ghosh, all their friends and companions.
From childhood. One time you said that after three dhams in Mahaprabhu Lila that Navadvipa is considered best, and then...
Today I saw it.
Yes, but we could not understand what you were saying then.
I was telling that the three places of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu where he three are four. At first he was in Navadvipa. His childhood and reading, writing, up to Kishore Lila, he was there. When he became young, of 24, he left Tihra and came to Jagannath. Here he mercifully did mercy to what Pandit?
Jagannath Prasabhamam Bhattacharya.
And
went to South India.
Went to South. And there at the Godavari Nadi, bank of Godavari, he met Raya. Raya Ramananda seen him, saw him, Mahabhava and Mahabhasarupani Radha and the Krishna Rasi Kshetra. Both Rasaraj, Mahabhava, both at a time. And he became friends. Again Mahaprabhu returned to Puri and he enjoyed the Vipralambha Bhava of Srimati Radha. In Navadvip he had done Kishore Lila.
Navadvip is like Vrindavan.
Like Vrindavan. Because Narottam Thakura and all others had told that it is abhinna to Vrindavan. But Jagannath Kshetra they have not told that Jagannath Puri is like Vrindavan.
Yes.
But it is like Dwarka Puri or Puri Kshetra. Not as a Vrindavan. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself had seen something like so Chatak Parpai in Govardhan.
Yes.
She liked it.
You said, didn't you say that it was? It really was like?
So, Vrindavan and Navadvip are abhinna. Those little follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and do bhajan in Vrindavan. They will come out in
Vrindavan
in the bank of Jamuna at Bansibat. It has been told by our Guru Acharya. But Jagannath Puri is Vrindavan, it has never said. Sri Chaitanya Mane Lakshmi Chaitra, Shatadha Marutmani, Mahalakshmi,
Not Shri meaning Radha.
In if an animal lifts his body, he becomes four-handed. But in Vrindavan and Nodip, no. There, two-handed, the associates of Radha and Krishna. So this is with more superior than Jagannath.
And the fourth place, you said Navadvip Puri and
Navadvip, then Puri,
in South India,
then
South India.
South India, I mean Godavari, that is third, and fourth is Vrindavan. Here, Vrindavan and Navadvip are same. It is seen in two. At the time of Sadhak, it is seen as Navadvip. But in Siddha Kshetra, it is seen as Vrindavan. In Sadhana Avastha, we will see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Siddha. But when we will be Siddha, then we will see that, oh, Radha and Krishna both have become Chaitanya. No? So both are one. And here, like Kurukshetra and Kurukshetra and Dwarka. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to see it. Sometimes Divya Unumad, he used to see it in light, so much separation at Kurukshetra. And that place is Pathshala. School.
Which place?
Godavari.
Godavari. Where he learnt this?
Where he read something with his Shiksha Guru, Vishakha Devi, in the school of Raramal. And then he returned here.
To practice. To
but he used always in Vrindavan. Between here or there.
Internally.
Internally and externally both. Where is Vrindavan? Where is Lalita? Where is Vishakha? He always used.
I've heard this part. This part of Puri is called Gupta Vrindavan. I've been told that. Not true?
This part. Gopinath Tota and all this. Because he used to see Gopinath. He used to see it as Vrindavan.
But it is not Vrindavan. It is always Dwarka.
It is part of only Dwarka and Kurukshetra. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to feel the separation here in full extreme.
Why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not go to Vrindavan first?
Because everyone will know that he is Krishna. There he will go.
He will
always
back.
Be and become mad. And he will not be in Radha mood, he will be in Krishna mood. When cows there will be sheep grazing and peacocks, ke ka, and quail and cuckoo birds, kuhu, then he will lift that mood and become Krishna and began to run there. And he will search for Radha. Oh Radha, Radhe, 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 Radhe. Because every leaves, every creepers, every trees, everything is calling Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. So he will not be in mood of Radha. And Radha Bhav cannot be.
When he
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was chanting Harinam, Kuni Gambhira. One day he went to make
latrine.
Chaitanya Maharaj is not mortal person, but to cover himself, he had adopted all these material things in his body, but actually he has nothing, no urine, no latrine, nothing. But he was showing it other person that I am a man like me. But actually nothing, all these things. No material, anything. So he was going to latrine. And at that time Govinda was engaged in another
Gopal.
You should hear what I am telling. Don't disturb. Govinda was cooking or doing another seva. So Gopal, a very
little boy
of about 7-8, he took water in a earthen pot, kamandalu, and he went with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in any lonely place. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once did like so, catch it very tight. The boy asked, "What you are doing?" Then he told that, "Oh Gopal, I have no control upon my tongue. She always takes Krishna. But when a man goes to latrine, at that time he is not pure. So I want to stop to take name. But it does not comes in my control and always chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram." I tried my level best, but I could not. Now, how you can do? So I slightly handled it. So, I don't want to take Krishna when I am not pure. Then he told the Prabhu, "Excuse me, if a man is going to die and he lying down on the bed and latrine is going on automatically, he has no control over urine and latrine, what should he do? At that time his life is going, Atma is going on. Whether he should take name or not, Krishna. If he does not take at that time Krishna name, then he will go to hell. So he should take her name or not?" Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once laughed and what?
Let go.
Left the tongue
and told that, "Oh brave boy, now you are Gopal Guru. Only a charge and Guru can tell like so. So you are, from today you are Acharya, you are Guru of whole world. And you can teach whole world because you have taught me, so you are. We should always chant Krishna name, either going to Latin, to Hebrew, at any time. At the time of dying, at the time of taking birth, no impure thing is there. Every impure will be turned into pure if Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then Mahaprabhu left his tent and he is really laughing. And this Gopal became Gopal Guru. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he ordered Gopal Guru that I am going, but you should preach my name and the way of sadhana bhajan, what I have told you. Don't give up. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went away, at the time of his aprakat, aprakat, you know, Gopal was behaved like guru and he knew Ashtakaliya Leela Paddhati and Archan Paddhati two ways, by Bhagavat and Archan Paddhati. He mixed both according to qualification and yogyata. Qualification?
Adhikari. Mm-hmm.
Those who can do bhava seva, they should do bhava seva by Ashtakali Leela and all other things. Always remembering Krishna past time, in which he has some greed. No? Understanding? He should develop his all these things. And those who have not peace, that should be archan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first Guru, Guru Rupi Sakhi, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, Krishna Radha, or Gaur Gadadhar, or Gaur Nityananda. From Gaur Nityananda, Gaur Gadadhar is some higher level. And those who think that Gaur Gadadhar is Radha and Krishna, more better, both combined. So they should do all archana. And then that bhava and this archana should be mixed together. Then it will come Prem Seva. And after that, this will be left, archan and all other things, and valni bhava seva. These are
steps.
So he has written some books. Bhajana Paddhati, he has written. And his shishya was, disciple was Dhyanchand. He wrote also Paddhati, Siddha Paddhati. But always we should see that bhava seva, who will, they can try, they can have grief like Raghunath Das Swami in Bilap Kushmandir. Or Krishna Bhavana met by Krishna Javad. There should not be any one of gopi, but only they should have the idea that I should have a seva like them. Only that. Siddhasari ki kalpana mat karo. Don't imagine anything. Only you can do prarthana. Prarthana means prayer. To have all these things. By doing so, by the grace of Krishna or his associates, Siddha Sarir will come here automatically. Then, being one of them, we can go up. But if this stage is not coming, then this one pray for all this. Understand? This is very most important thing for Radhanga. We will pray for all this, to have Radhanga Bhakti. But I cannot be Lalita Sakhi, Visakha Sakhi, or any of them. Don't imagine yourself as a gopi. You only pray that gopi bhava should come in my heart. But don't be any gopi. Or anything of Braja. By doing so, if Krishna will see and his associates will see that it is proper time to manifest that bhava, then Siddha bhava will come and then we will do like that. So, Uddharna, what is his name? Uddharna? What is his name? Gopal Guru was doing like this. Dhyanchandra was, when he became old, he told that I will leave this body in 2 or 3 days at just time. Also that he is quite well, how he will go? He told that just at this time I will go. He be ready. Dhyanchandra, one of the most
prominent
beloved
disciple
of
Gopal Guru.
He was watching. He sat on the ashram before Thakur, Radhakant. He left his body. He told that I will go to Vrindavan and left the body. His body was given to Samadhi and all were beating. Dhyanchandra became mad in his separation. He was so mad, so mad. After so many days, he at once, there came the king and the officer of king and told that this deity and this temple is mine, is not yours, because Kashi Mishra has not written any will for you. He has not given you. So you should go out of this. He told that after Kashi Mishra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the master of this whole land and Radhakanda Math. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given it to Dharan Dattu Thakur and
Guru Gopal.
And he is my guru, so I have come. So proper channel, I am the master of this. I am doing seva, puja. I am not master, but I am seva. If I live this seva, I will die. No harm, you should die, but this I will do. He told that, give me some time to. Then, at the same time, some Vaishnava from Vrindavan reached Jagannath Puri and they meet with Sadhyanchandra. And they told that your Gurudev, we have seen your Gurudev is chanting Harinam under
Bansivat.
And he is doing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, with so much bhava. You have seen there? I have seen. Then I must go there. So he, without telling any other, without information, he went on foot in Vrindavan. After so many months he reached there. And he went to Bansivar and he saw that his guru was there and was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He did pranam and did parikrama and he folded his hand and felt that, oh Gurudev, living us, how you are here? We are going to die and you are so much, you are doing Harinam here. Yes, come with me. But he told that, I will never go. I am very much satisfied in Vrindavan, I am doing sadhana, I will not go. Then king's persons are driving out us. There is a, in our garden, there is a neem tree. Cut it down. And that neem tree, you make a statue of myself, a Sivigraha, like me. And I will sit there. And then you should pray what you want and you can talk what you want. And I will reply and do everything what you want. No need of going. What I will do, this Vigra will do. There. Then he came, weeping. And he came and cut that neem tree and then made a very beautiful Vigra like Gopal Ji. And in front of Radhakant, he established there and he used to daily worship and talk all affairs. And he also talked, being in Vigra. He told that the king's person are again coming, you should tell, oh yes, I am doing. So he came to in the Swapna.
Dream.
He went to king and told him, why we are doing so? If you do, I will do sarvanas to you. Sarvanas means?
Some danger, take some trouble to you?
Sarvanas means, I will kill you. And take everything what I have given you. Don't disturb that. Kya? He should do everything, don't disturb. Then king said, like this, I will not do, please excuse me. Then king himself came and told that anyone not disturbing, you should do as you are doing. It will be as hereditary for you and you, your disciple, that's it, they can do. So up till now, so don't see that Vigraha as a deity, not as a only Vigraha, but himself. If you want to talk him, you can talk also. But talk like Gancho.
Why now in that Gambhir do they sing another mantra? It seems that they're singing Upper Sampradaya mantra. This. When did it change like that? Did it, it became not a Sampradaya?
They don't know anything. Any person comes and takes mantra and they take mantra Kling Krishnaya, Sring Krishnaya, Gopijana Ballabhaya, then Narayani Ballabhaya Swaha. They change
everything.
They don't know what it is.
Just gradually over time, things became covered up.
A man was cutting grass and he told that I am not getting food and I cannot manage my samsara.
Why?
Now, I want to live in this mutt. I will do some seva. Yes. They get base, mantra, and engage in seva. He does not know what is Vigra. He will tell that he is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They told you?
Not me, another person.
Another person.
I was just
saying. Okay, Gopal Guru is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who was Gopal Guru in Krishna Leela?
Phalguni, any Manjari. Manjari are Sakhi. Among eight Sakhi. I don't remember. I will tell it in.
When Mahaprabhu came to Kasimistra's house, he showed Kasimistra his forearm palm.
No.
It says in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Posa.
I thought I saw in Chaitanya Charitamrita that he revealed one forearm palm to Kasimistra.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Yes. I can show you.
Because they were all Jagannath Sevak, and Jagannath is 400.
So
Vishnu, so they can see. So to make him believe, like Sarvam Bhattacharya, like.
Yesterday somebody asked me at Haridas Thakur's Samadhi, how he is the Namacharya if he has not got a role, a position in serving Radha and Krishna? Because the perfection of chanting Naam is to understand
Brahma
Radha Krishna.
Brahma, how Brahma is the Acharya? Like Brahma? Like Prahlad Maharaj? Prahlad Maharaj is not Acharya.
But the perfection of Naam seems to be to enter into Vrindavan Dham.
Naam are so of kind, with Aishwarya and without Aishwarya. Madhurya. He was doing prachar of Acharya. Like a general mass. That's today. I must fix it.
Here you can come, but it will be very. At first we should know what is bhakti. What is bhakti? And then what is bhava? And then try to read and understand where this bhava can be understood. In what person, in Chaitanya Charitamrita or in Bhakti Rasamrita, or in the books of our Sara Goswami, Adi Goswami, we always
collect it.
Always putting it.
Research.
Such thoughts.
Research.
In what chapter, in what conversation, where desire. Then we'll try to read and to understand by Vaishnavas that and how can we achieve. Then we from early stage, Shraddha, this is the seed of bhakti. Is of two kinds, are of two kinds. Lohumai and Shastra Sarsi. Understand?
Greed.
Greed takes us to Radha. And what the Bharva Jagi is? And Shastra Shasanmai takes it to Vaidhi Marga. We should adopt Vaidhi Marga, but try to follow also Raga. Doing Vaidhi Bhakti, our Bhava will come towards Raga. Early to hear the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Adhrut Sanatana, Raghunath Das Goswami, and in Bhagavad 10th. If we feel pleasure, some ruchi, in that thing that we should know that grid is automatically internal. So fully grid should come. And if grid comes, then it will begin from Aruchi. And easily it will reach in Asakta.
Nishta is not grid.
Grid Nishta.
No.
Gallops as the horse gallops. No anartha nivritti also.
You said you put the sun.
Both like this. Gallop. In Bhakti Bhakti, you have to talk of this time. But if I am seeing that I have some greed, and also there are so many things, Nishtha is not there, and there are so many anartha things. I have some attachment with worldly things, with this with woman, with Pratishtha, Pratishtha is fame, and this
money.
Then you should think that real grid is not. This grid is only worldly thing. It will not be. So you have to change. You have to do Vaiti Bhakti. And have prayers to for this. When galloping stage will come, he will not see towards another. Not a jumping it will go. It will take Ruchi. And Ruchi will want to also jump. So he is jumping Asana. But there should be certainly greed, actual. Our greed is not actual greed, up till now. But a greed very lean and thin, like thread coming. So let it be so far. Then it will have power to gather. Then it can be, as I am tangled in money, you can, she can give me back and take anything. I want faith and oh, you are like God. You are certainly an acharya. You can give me. You are Mukta Mahapurusha. Oh, yes. This is not. So, we say, try doing always by the Bhakti. And according to our avatar and yogyata qualification, we should try to have that dream, actual dream, from actual Vaishnava, living, listening, hearing pastimes of Krishna, of ragatmik Vaishnava. Ragatmik, you know? Subal Siddha Sukha Suda Maya Nandavada and Gopi with Krishna. When Krishna is playing with boys, Sakha, the Sakha or Sakha, Krishna is out of Sakha. When he is a supported boy, when the Suda gets it with milk and then with peace, suppose, not so. Then Krishna becomes like a child. He cannot do like this. He cannot move. He cannot take the breast of her mother, his mother. The Yashoda will get her breast in the mouth of Krishna. understand?
समझ रही है? क्या समझ रही है?
कृष्ण अपने आप अपने मैया के स्तर नहीं पी सकते हैं, मैया उनके मुख में देती है
लेकर के गोदी में, यहाँ पर दे करके
उसको मैया अपने दुख
इस समय ऐसा
जानती नहीं है कि कैसे मैया का दुख किया
है। एंड मेबी व्हेन मेबी विद गोपी शी विल बी वेरी स्वीट किशोर, दिस विल बी लाइक एरो
बो
and this in a shooting position anyone can come, he will shoot down, he will, she will fly like.